So, anyway, here we are, and we're going to talk about Italy and all its splendor and its mysticism and everything else, and its association with the divine feminine, which is just absolutely amazing. And of course, we start our tour in Milan, and our first port of call is to see the Last Supper and that amazing, well, I call it a fresco, but it is just like an amazing experience. You go in there and you see that, and it is possibly, it's just, Da Vinci did an amazing painting of it. And you're there, and you have everything to do, and you can feel that, Mary Magdalene, and you can feel the whole thing, and you can see it there. And it's just absolutely beautiful. We get about an hour in there, and then they move us along. And but it is, and then it is like a very, very wonderful experience, and it opens up your heart, gets you all ready for the rest of the trip. And so if anybody has any questions along the way, please ask, because the more questions you ask, the more information I can give you. And then, of course, we go and we see the largest Gothic cathedral, one of the world's largest cathedrals, and it has 135 spires, and it is dedicated to Mother Mary of the Nativity. And so it was built over an ancient church which was there before it, dedicated to Saint Thecla. And so then from there, after we've done all that, after we've had lunch and done all of that, we will, in the afternoon, drive to Padua, where we will overnight. And Padua, the following morning, we go to see Saint Anthony, the Cathedral of Saint Anthony. And here again, it just blows your mind, the whole thing to do with Saint Anthony and the Black Madonna and the Black Virgins and everything that are in this chapel are just absolutely amazing. And then there is the Madonna and Child by Donatelli on the high altar. So there's in Italy, there's some amazing sculptures that we will come across as well. And there's in Padua at St. Anthony's, there's like, I have never seen so many relics and so many things in a basilica before. And it is just absolutely amazing. And then you have a free afternoon to have a look around Padua, or we will be staying at a hotel that has hot springs, a therm, and so you can go and soak in the hot springs, have a massage, do whatever it is you want to prepare you for the rest of the journey. And it's wonderful. The hot springs there are just absolutely amazing. I really love. I won't be going shopping. I'll be going to the hot springs. So, because the hot springs are really, really beautiful. And, I think there's lots of other opportunities for shopping. And then the following morning, we leave Padua and we go to Venice. And we go to see St. Mark's Cathedral and the Judge's Palace. Now, St. Mark's Cathedral is wonderful. It smells a little musty because I think, it seeps in water. I don't think it's totally waterproof anymore. But it has within it a Black Madonna. And I've had some amazing experiences with this Black Madonna. Italy is one of the places that I go. I have experiences on virtually every site I go to, but Italy, I have some amazing experiences. And the Black Madonna at St. Mark's Cathedral is one of the places where I have some amazing mystical experiences. I'm just talking about myself. Other people have their own experiences, and they have different things that happen for them. And then you have some free time to enjoy whatever it is that you want to do for the evening or for the afternoon in Venice. And then in the late afternoon, we board the train for Florence, and we go on a fast train to Florence. Our bags will already have gone in the bus. Once the bus drops us off for us to go visit Venice, it will take off for Florence with our bags and everything. So by the time we get off the train in Florence, the bus will be there to meet us. And us, by us going by train, it's a much faster journey. And that will the bus will then take us to the hotel, and our bags will already be there. So that is, and then we have 3 nights in Florence. And so we spend the next day in Florence, and we get to visit, see all the amazing artworks and the sacred symbology and everything that is in some of the amazing paintings and the fine arts that we will be seeing in Florence. And we will be seeing, of course, the eternal masterpiece of Michelangelo's David. And then we will be going to the Uffizi Gallery in the afternoon. So we will have lots of things to see there. And so we will overnight in Florence. As I say, we will be there for 3 nights. And it's just an amazing city. And then the next morning we get up and we will drive to Siena. And there we will see, of course, St. Catherine, the head of St. Catherine. It's there. The body of St. Catherine is in Rome. And we will see that when we get to Rome. But her head is in the Dominican church in Siena. And this is the Pilgrim for Peace. And it is just an amazing basilica. The energy coming off and the experiences one has with St. Catherine's head is absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's just, for me, it is just something really, really special and touches one's heart and everything else. And then, of course, there is the other cathedral there as well. There's the Temple of Minerva, which we will go to that. And that's dating back to the 1349. And it has some frescoes and a font by Donatelli. So we will get to see all of that in Siena. Siena is just such a very, very special place. And then we go to any questions from anybody so far? Okay.
We're all good.
Okay, you're all good. And then we go to Assisi. Now, Assisi is, to me, the highlight of the trip. And so we're in Assisi again for 3 nights. And it is just an amazing place. And when we go into the Basilica of St. Francis, there is, of course, St. Francis' tomb, which has amazing vibrations and energies flowing off of it, and people have amazing mystical experiences. I myself have had an amazing mystical experience. I've had actually in the Basilica, I've had 3 different experiences, and they were just like amazing. And I have some drawings done by a lady from Australia called Christine Barnes, where she drew my experiences. And so I have those. And it was, otherwise, I would not know. She's one of those clairvoyant people that could see everything that was happening with me. And so, and who was appearing. So I had a lot of interaction with Mother Mary at St. Anthony's tomb. And then I was rambling around the Basilica, and I'd been there several times before. And then suddenly I came across two side altars. One was to St. Anthony. I went, wow, they have a side altar of St. Anthony here. And we were just in Padua. And so I go up there, and again I start having
Barbara.
an experience again there, and I am being pushed back, or the people that were with me were being pushed back to give me space, and there was two priests hearing confession, and so I'm told anyway, on benches. And so anyway, I had my experience there for about 10 or 15 minutes, and everybody had to stand back at least 20 feet from me. The
Oh
energy
my.
just pushed them back. So
Oh
then
my God.
I come out of that experience, and I suddenly see next to it is another side altar to Mary Magdalene. And I had not seen, now I had been there several times and not seen either of these two side altars before. They were like invisible to me when I was there before. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to go over here and visit with Mary Magdalene. And the same thing happened to me. I started, my hands and everything started moving, everything, and I was away in a space. But I am told that the priest stopped hearing confession and came down to watch my experience of what was happening with me. And again, that happened for 10 or 15 minutes. And then I got my messages and everything else, and of course I had to sit down for a while. And then the people who were with me on the tour started telling me all the things that had happened, and Christine showed me the drawing because she'd already sketched it out
Oh
of
my goodness.
what had happened. So, and everybody that was on the tour had some form of an experience. At every place we visited in Italy, they had some form of experience. Very much so, like we have in France and in Scotland and in Ireland, some of those amazing sites that open up everything in us. And then on the second afternoon that we're there, we're going to go to well, there's a temple of, and we're going to, of course, going to go to Saint Clare's, who was the, I suppose, the co-founder with Saint Francis of Assisi, and she had her monastery and everything else. So we will go down to Saint Clare's monastery and do all of that. And then there is a church built over the Temple of Minerva as well. So we will go visit that. And then on the second afternoon, we're going to go to Cascia, and that is where Saint Rita is, and she is the patron saint of the impossible. And she appeared to John of God. All of you that know about John of God, she was the lovely, in John of God's story, the lovely lady that visited him when he was 8. She was the lovely lady that visited him. And she has a stigmata on her forehead, and her body is there. And again, it's a very beautiful experience. And seeing that we're pretty close to it, I added that. I have not had this on a previous tour to Italy, but I added it. And I always, what I did was, I would come from Rome out to Cascia. But what it was a 3-hour journey from Rome to get the bus at 7 o'clock in the morning. And Lorenzo, my person who arranges all of the ground transportation and everything else for me, he said, "Trinbar, you would be a lot better off if you just put it in. You can get, it's very easy to get there from Assisi." So I thought, okay, I think every, because I was going to add it out as a special, an extra for anybody who wanted to come there. And Lorenzo told me this would be a lot easier way of doing it. So I'm going to offer it to everybody who wants to come on tours. It's an optional afternoon. They can stay in Assisi, or they can come with us. But by that stage, they will have had 2 days in Assisi, And so we will see what everybody wants. And the following morning, then, of course, we depart for Rome. And then we get in and we experience the Pantheon, which, of course, was in Angel and Demons. And we go to the tomb of Raphael. And then, of course, there's the... and it was built by, of course, the Emperor Hadrian. And it was built as a temple of the gods. And the next we will go to the Basilica of St. Mary, which was built over the ancient temple of Minerva, and where her body is entombed. And so, and this is where I see that there's... and so then we move from there and we go down to the Basilica of St. Ignatius. And this is an amazing basilica. And at each little side altar and everything, it has a tree. And it's they're not live plants. It's a sculptured. And each tree, like, say, for example, it has the pear tree. And it will tell you all the benefits of pears. And it, or if it's an apple tree or whatever kind of tree it is. And they have all these spiritual things connected in with the tree and with the altar. And so it has an amazing dome, and it has some of the most amazing side altars I have experienced in Rome. Very beautiful, very lovely. And then the next day, we go to the Basilica of St. Clemente, and from the 12th century, and that, and of course, then we have the two pilgrim basilicas of St. John, and then we have the Pope's Church in Rome, founded by Constantine in 1313. With its baptistry from the 5th century, and its beautiful mosaics, and it has an obelisk. And then we go to St. Marie Medjugorje, and that was founded in 352 after a snowfall in August. And can you imagine a snowfall happening in August? And it was that they were to build a church there. And it has, it's the home of an amazing Black Madonna. And now this is, it's a painting. It's like St. Mark's Cathedral. It is not a figurine. It is a painting. And here again, I've had several experiences before this Black Madonna. And on, you know, and with that, where I have no control over my hands or anything or what's happening in my body. And up go my hands, and the next thing, I'm bending all the ways down and I'm touching my toes. And I'm, and then the next thing I know, I'm on the ground. I'm down on my hunkers, but my hands are all the ways forward. And she hands me the baby. And I get, I receive this baby, which comes all up and right into my heart. It was just like an amazing experience. It is possibly my favorite place in Rome to visit. Mm. And there are several favorite places in Rome, but that is one of the places that I really, really love to visit. And Rome has some many mystical and ancient sites. You could stay, you know, I used to do 5 days in Rome, but it was just too much for people, so I've cut it back. And so then the next day we go to
Does the tour end in Rome, Finbar?
The tour ends in Rome, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is on the 14th day you depart Rome. You have 13 days.
The schedule says the Vatican Museum and the Colosseum.
That's it. That's where we're going then. Yeah. And so then we do the Vatican Museum and we do the Colosseum. And we, as we go along, there are so many places that you can see that what we will do. I'm actually off floating here talking about all this. See, that's why I'm kind of lost in where I'm going, because I'm off in the energy of it all. And then, of course, we go to the Sistine Chapel, and we go to St. Peter's Basilica, and we go to the Vatican Museum, and in the afternoon we go to the Colosseum and the Temple of the Vestal Virgins at the Ancient Forum, and then that is our final, that's what we will do on the final day, and then we will have our farewell dinner, and everybody will depart the following day. And as we ramble along, depending on the amount of time we have and everything else, if we have time, there are so many other interesting places. We will pop into different places. I've just been told about a beautiful church up near the Trevi Fountain, and of course we will be going to visit the Trevi Fountain. And a friend of mine in Paris, Katie Nolan, she just sent me the information. And she was just in Rome, and she told me this is an amazing, amazing church. So when we're at the Trevi Fountain, she says it's just up the street from the Trevi Fountain. So we will possibly go and experience that and see what it is, because we have given ourselves sufficient time in that to do things and to allow people time to shop, because I know people like to shop, you know. And any questions from anybody?
Nope. Yes, Finbar. It's Theodora from Bali.
Hi, Theodora.
Yeah, good morning to you. Oh, you got evening there. It's a bit
different
for
evening.
Me. Yeah. Anyway, you know, I was a bit confused about arrival day, the beginning of the tour. Do we arrive on the what is it, on the 1st or the 30th of?
I think it's the 30th. I think
the 31st.
October the 1st. Yeah, you arrive on October the 1st is the day, because the coming into people come in all during the day. It's not at one of those airports where all the flights come in the morning and you can start the tour that day. So coming into Milan, the flights coming in, some comes in the afternoon, some come in the morning. So that's why the day one is very much, we won't be getting together until we have our getting to know you dinner and everything else in the hotel on the 1st. But everybody will be leaving home. I'm going to be there myself the day before. I'll be there on the 30th of September. I like 2 days so that I can have rest up coming, because I'll be coming from Scotland. And
I normally prefer that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what will be happening. People will be coming in. Some people will be coming in on the 30th. And but the day one at in the evening at about 6:30 is when we will be coming together to have to get to know you and have dinner.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and Italy, I'll tell you, Italy is late for dinners. It's very hard to get dinner before 7 o'clock, be sure. It's like France. 7:30 before we can get dinner every night. So I just want you to be aware of that. You're lucky it's not Spain. You're lucky it's not Spain to be 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's not for me. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much for the info on the tour. It really sounds amazing. Yeah,
because I know you and your eating habits, so that's why I'm just saying that.
I'm still a little bit worried, I must say, you know it. But anyway, I'm sure a spiritual guide has been through it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I always feel we're divinely protected on a spiritual tour, no matter where we go. And, you know, when I used to go to Sri Lanka and everything like that during the Civil War, and people would say, you shouldn't be going there. And like when I was in Miramar, you shouldn't be going there because it's too dangerous. It's not dangerous. You know, when you're on a spiritual tour, you're doing spiritual work, you're doing God's work. And, you know, we're bringing a vibration and an energy. And I always feel we're divinely protected. And so I have no fear about traveling any place where I'm guided to go, because we are divinely protected.
Exactly, you know, and the fear is only in the mind. You know, I lived in South Africa and could tell you stories.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, anybody else got
so
any
much.
Questions? Thank you, Theodora.
Thank you very much.
Finbar, how I was up in the air as to whether to extend the end of the stay a couple of days. Where we end up, I guess we end up in Rome.
Yeah.
Is it safe to just go around on your own in Rome?
Oh yeah, Rome is extremely safe, and you can walk. We're going to have a very central hotel, so you'll be able to walk most places and everything from it. Normally, I would stay on a couple of days myself. I might stay on one day myself. I normally stay 2 or 3 days afterwards in Rome because there's so much to see. But I have a few commitments this year, so I'm not sure if I can stay on or not. Closer to the time when I'm booking my ticket, I will know. But I haven't booked my ticket yet. So, but that's where I am on it right now. And
when do we have to let you know by? Because I kind of left that open-ended on my form.
Well, I would need to know, let's see, minimum 90 days beforehand.
Okay, so that's pretty soon then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I, you know, we have to roll. It's like we're in the height of the tourist season when we're going there. So, you know, to get the hotels we want and to be able to get the buses and everything else, I have to firm all of that up 90 days beforehand. And I have to pay out the money. So, you know.
Okay.
What do you expect the weather to be like in October when we're there?
Oh, the weather will be very nice. It should be somewhere between 65 and 75.
Sounds good.
And that's why I picked that time of the year, because it's not too hot. It's just getting at that time of the year where the weather is cooling off from the really hot summer.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like going to France in September. You know, if you go in August, you'll get burnt up. If
yeah.
you go in September, the weather is starting to cool down. And so it's the same with Italy. The weather is cooling down come September. And so that's why I go for the end of September, beginning of October, because it's a nice temperature and you're not out there sweating. And because we do a fair amount of walking. And so, you know, you're not out there saying, oh, God, this is too much. You know, the heat is too much.
Yeah.
So, any other question?
Well, Finbar, I'm going to sign off, but I want you to have a lovely summer, and maybe we'll talk in a few months. How's that?
Okay, that would be terrific.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you, Finbar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. Right.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Good rest. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get confused.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?